For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at the headlines. A new study shows that 37% of Milwaukee firefighters and 33% of Milwaukee police officers now live outside the city. Many of the candidates running for governor met for a candidates forum last night at UWM. At the forum, most of the candidates agreed on the need for gun regulation and the importance of school safety, but two of the candidates, Tony Evers and Kathleen Vinehout, declined to state their positions on several of the ideas proposed by their opponents. The Franklin School District, just south of Milwaukee, has announced that it will observe the Martin Luther King holiday next year. And this Saturday is the next edition of the Educators Amplified series of education town hall meetings. You can join the conversation with Resistance Radio's Earl Ingram and Dr. Tim Slecker this Saturday from noon to 3 at the Red Dot in Wauwatosa. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. Okay, here's number two. A new study shows that 37% of Milwaukee firefighters and 33% of Milwaukee police officers now live outside the city. Okay, here's number two again. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new study shows that 37% of Milwaukee firefighters and 33% of Milwaukee police officers now live outside the city. Many of the candidates running for governor met for a candidates forum last night at UWM. At the forum, Senator Kathleen Vinehout answered questions about her support of NRA policies and a contribution she received from the organization. The University of Chicago has announced that it will close down the historic Yerkes Observatory on Geneva Lake in Williams Bay. And the Bucks lost to the Rockets last night, 110-99. They have tonight off. Then the Knicks come to town tomorrow night. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. Okay, here's number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. Many of the candidates running for governor met for a candidates forum last night at UWM. At the forum, most of the candidates agreed on the need for gun regulation and the importance of school safety. But two of the candidates, Tony Evers and Kathleen Vinehout, declined to state their positions on several of the ideas proposed by their opponents. The Franklin School District, just south of Milwaukee, has announced that it will observe the Martin Luther King holiday next year. This Saturday is the next edition of the Educators Amplified series of education town hall meetings. You can join the conversation with Resistance Radio's Earl Ingram and Dr. Tim Slecker this Saturday from noon to 3 at the Red Dot in Wauwatosa. And the Bucks lost to the Rockets last night, 110-99. They have tonight off. Then the Knicks come to town tomorrow night. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. Okay, now here's number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at the headlines. A new study shows that 37% of Milwaukee firefighters and 33% of Milwaukee police officers now live outside the city. The Franklin School District, just south of Milwaukee, has announced that it will observe the Martin Luther King holiday next year. This Saturday is the next edition of the Educators Amplified series of education town hall meetings. You can join the conversation with Resistance Radio's Earl Ingram and Dr. Tim Slecker this Saturday from noon to 3 at the Red Dot in Wauwatosa. And the University of Chicago has announced that it will close down the historic Yerkes Observatory on Geneva Lake in Williams Bay. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels. Okay, and here's the weather forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly sunny with highs in the low 30s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 20s, then mostly sunny tomorrow and Saturday, highs tomorrow in the mid 30s, highs on Saturday in the upper 30s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.